It's mornings like this, you know, that are really tough to come to work.
Sure.
Because this isn't what we do. Let's be honest. Raven
it's and I. It's not what we're employed for. We're kind of entertainment people. We want to keep it light. We want to keep it fun.
We want to keep you laughing.
But we're regular people, so we have opinions and thoughts on things. But most of the time, we keep some of that stuff to ourselves.
Right. Right. Exactly. So when things like this are happening in the world, it's hard for us to find exactly where we belong because we want to be able to give you all the news that you need.
Sure.
Because that's our job. We're journalists. We're media people. You know, we want you to be prepared. We want to voice out that we understand what's happening in the world. We don't want to sound tone deaf.
But we want to give you an escape, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can safely say right now that I'm 44 years old, and besides the time immediately following 9/11 and right around surrounding those days, this is the most uncertain time, the most unease that I've ever experienced in my lifetime, truly. Mm. I feel for a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people hurting, and, you know, it's tough. There's people on really on both sides. It's a tragic set of events that's led to many other very, very upsetting turns of events too since this. And
I mean, people joke.
Where is the end? And where will it come?
The memes about this is the worst year, 2020. It's like, oh my gosh, what else can you throw at us? Because this is enough. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me so mad that, you know, I'm not a fan of protesting.
I'm not.
But when there's these peaceful protests and they're doing it beautifully and they're doing it legally, and then the rioters and the looters come in and they destroy all the positivity that happens during the day. How do you not be enraged by that?
Yeah, it's very difficult to say, because what they're saying, you know, I also hear the argument of some that have saying that we've marched before, and here we are still all these decades later, and we believe that we overcame these things, and we haven't. And so, in many ways, to many people, the system feels rigged. And I cannot speak from that angle.
Of course, neither of us can.
Because I'm a Caucasian man in America, so I can't speak to that angle. So I can't dismiss the hurt and the pain that people feel. I know that when I watch the video of George Floyd,
I cried.
It breaks my heart.
Absolutely.
And because there are so many different times that somebody could have helped this individual.
Right.
And because of the power that's involved and the danger of the situation, they're not able to do that. And it's just very heartbreaking. I mean, to see a grown man cry for his mother, it's terrible.
No, you watch that, and to me, it's like you don't even believe, you think it's a movie.
Yeah.
Because you can't believe that's real. You're like, you're like, this man is, you're videoing him? Help him.
Plead him.
You know?
Yeah, right.
And that it's a police officer that's doing it. And it just stinks because there are so many good police officers.
Yeah, it's the problem is that there are good people on both sides. Yes,
right.
There are good people on both sides. And yet, you know, we can't get to those people because, like you said, it comes to with the demonstrators, too. There are bad elements involved in all these different things, whether it be the police force. Of course, any cop will tell you we can't, you know, there's going to be some bad cops.
Right.
There's a lot of good people, but there's going to be bad cops. There's bad teachers. There's bad, you
Absolutely.
Know what I mean? There's bad people in all these things. And so.
But where do we go and what do we do and how do we stand?
Right. How do we keep those voices of the good coming to something that we can make some actual change coming? I really don't know. I feel terrible for everybody involved. I feel terrible for everybody involved.
Right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to throw our plan out the window.
Right.
We're still going to try to give you some cash coming up 8:10 this morning with Can't Beat Raven, because money always makes everybody feel better. Right. Let's just be honest. We'll do that. But otherwise, we're just going to open up our phone lines at 1-800-330-9999. You want to call, you want to text, you want to share your
respectfully,
thoughts.
Respectfully, please.
Respectfully.
Of course.
You know, we're going to open up our phone lines. We're going to hand it over to you. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. This is one of those mornings when you wake up and you come to work and there's like that dread and that pit in your stomach because there's so much terrible things happening in the world. And, and you don't know.
What can you do?
What do you do?
What can you do as an individual?
Right.
What is your place? What is the best thing for you to do? Because everybody has mixed emotions over something like this, too. I don't think there's anybody who's clearly on one side or one side of one thing or one or the other, because it's such a gray area at this point.
Yeah.
The message is lost, unfortunately.
It's Anna and Raven. So what we've done is we've taken our plan for today and we've thrown it out the window, and we are going to just roll with it. Whatever you want to talk about, our phone lines are open, 1-800-330-9999. You can share whatever you're thinking about. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. How are you doing?
Well, I'm in your side. You know, I'm devastated. I'm not from this country. I'm Dominican. And I know I can feel the pain of the people. But I think there's another way, but not riots, not doing riots. Because you're destroying a neighborhood. You're not showing anger. You're destroying your neighborhood.
It's so hard for me to watch and think, like, you know, you're watching these videos that are on TV, and how many times did I see in these windows of these stores that people are destroying that says, welcome back, and we're open, and
right.
stuff like that, and they're just trying to come back.
They're trying to survive the pandemic and being out of business, and now they have to deal with this. Like,
yes.
that's going to break so many businesses that were holding on by a thread.
And what about the people employed at those businesses neighborhood?
I want to ask those people a question. Advance Auto Parts, they didn't do anything.
Right.
Target, they didn't do anything. Why do you have to burn it up?
Right.
You know, I had a trouble with one of my friends yesterday. He was going out to protest, and he was putting the words FTP on the back of his car. I tell him, yo, there's another way you can protest and not put in this, because that's offensive. If a cop comes to you and hit you because of that, you're going to say, oh, he shouldn't be doing that. But you deserve it, because you can't, like, talk to all of them. Like, you can't tell FTP to all of them. They not like that, just because of one.
Right.
You think about it before you do stuff like that.
It's so upsetting to see that there are good people on both sides, but every person has a breaking point as well. You know, that's the thing, is when we look at the last 2.5 months of lockdown and how difficult that has been for people mentally to handle. And now, you know, there's something like this out there that ignites things. It's such a volatile situation. And where is the rationality? You're right. The voices of rationality are lost in the chaos, the echoing chaos that's out there.
Exactly. This is so bad. I hope people can find a way to, you know, protest different, not rioting, you know, doing it peaceful, you know, and just stops this, because this is going to be like escalating, and it's going to be worse at some point. So I hope and I pray for the people to stop the way they're protesting, or not protesting, they're doing riots.
Yeah.
Thank you for the
Thank
call.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
All right. Good luck today.
You yeah. too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And like we said earlier, we're turning over our phone lines and, you know, we're leaving it open. We know everyone has things to say. They want to get it off their chest. They want to discuss. And that's what we're here for. So 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. We know it sounds tone deaf to crack the mic and start making jokes and try to keep it light and funny, because today's not the day for
it. Am I going to book my Disney trip?
Right.
No, that's not going to happen.
Not happening here today.
Can't do that today.
It's Anna and Raven. This weekend is awful. The last 7 days
time,
have been
sure.
terrible.
Yeah.
And then you see hope and unity during the days with the protests, and you know, you're proud that there's a movement and it's being done peacefully. And then the nighttime comes and everything changes and it's heartbreaking.
And chaos and anarchy and
destruction.
And scary.
Right.
Yeah.
And poor people's lives are being ruined, their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And they had nothing to do with anything.
Imagine being the regular person in that neighborhood who wants to, who has a voice, but then at the end of the night just has to take care of their small children, just has to, you know, go to the grocery store, has to get those items that they need. It's just it's a terrifying time right now. I said it when we first walked in here, is this is the most uneasy I've felt since September 11th.
Yeah.
And probably in my entire lifetime. And September 11th is the only gauge that I have that's relatively close to that.
You know, we keep saying, like, feeling defeated. I feel defeated.
Helpless.
We're still in the middle of the pandemic. In the middle of a pandemic.
Sure. And we are at the beginning of something else.
Right. It's heartbreaking, and that's why we're just turning over our phone lines to you. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
Hey, morning. How are you, Raven?
We're all right. How are you doing this morning?
Not too bad.
Is there anything you'd like to share?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I heard you guys talking about, you know, the situation that's happening. But the thing is, situations like if you're a totally different scenario. I'll give you a short synopsis of what happened to me in Connecticut. I was sitting in my car last weekend, right? And, I had my little son, and two of my guys who came, they parked in this Walmart parking lot, and they actually called eyes on me because they thought that because I'm a black man, and the guy, the child wasn't really a black child, She's like a Caucasian child. And they caught eyes on me like they want to call a cop on me.
Oh, my God.
So what I'm trying to say to you is a lot of people can speak and say a lot of stuff, but remember, when you wear a guy's shoe, it's two different things than when you see him in a shoe.
No, you're 100% right.
Don't know what's going on. And the thing is, it's two white guys, and it's two young guys.
And we expect better of the younger generation. We think that the older generations is where that racism or thoughts lie. We think that we're better nowadays, but...
Yeah.
It's not good, man. I'm telling you, it's not good. So it's one thing when you think this guy is doing that because of that. When you're in a situation, it's a totally different thing than when you're looking on.
You're right. Yeah, thank you for your call. We appreciate it, 100%.
Okay.
You know, thank you. He brings up a good point. Like I always say, as a woman, I can talk about what it's like to be discriminated against a woman. Absolutely.
Sure.
But until you are in the shoes of an African-American person that's going through this, you don't know how it feels.
To be in fear every time that you're pulled over or something is not something that I can necessarily understand.
No.
Right. And
no.
I can try and take the information and think that I can, but... The fact is like you said, walking in the shoes is a different reality.
And how do we fix that? How do we fix that?
Here's a guy just sitting in a Walmart parking lot, not even being pulled over.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. Our phone lines are open to you today. Whatever you want to share, whatever you want to talk about, we want to hear from you. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. Under normal circumstances, when Raven and I turn on these mics every morning, our goal is to make you laugh, give you an escape.
This monkey rides a unicycle. Awesome. All right? I am a dancing bear.
But it's Anna and Raven. And the truth is that we're human. And like, we're upset. We're upset about what's going on in America. It's been a trying few months with everything that's going on with the virus.
Sure.
And then add this on top, and it gets to a breaking point. And that's why we took the plan today. We threw it out the window. We said, no. We know that people just need to talk.
And we understand that there are people of all walks of life that want to express themselves.
Right.
And you should feel safe to do so here.
Yep.
You know, is that you can call us. You can talk at any time from your perspective. And you know, Anna and I, we only have our perspective.
Yep.
We do not know what it is to walk in the footsteps of other individuals. And so we want to hear different perspectives. And we know that there's good people on both sides, and there are troublemakers on both sides of all situations, just like anything else. Right.
1-800-330-9999 is the number to call. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? What would you like to talk about?
They're fine. I'm just, want to talk about race in America. I'm a black man living in D.C. I have an issue, a couple of weeks ago with a cop where I was home. My ex-girlfriend came to my house, while my previous girlfriend is there. So, she was outside and knocking on my door. So my previous girlfriend called the cop.
Sure.
When the cops came to my house and I went outside to them, when I went outside, these guys treated me like I'm a criminal. Like, I'm explaining to them that the girl, that's the lady that's outside, my girlfriend called the cop, calling guys. No, they're telling me I can't come in my house, I have to stay inside. I have to stay outside while they go inside, go talk to my girlfriend inside the house. And they're taking in the other girl that's outside in the house also. So I said, why would you guys bring this lady in my house? I mean, you guys is here. We call you to de-escalate the situation. I know you guys bring in both girls inside the house. And this cop was all up in my face. It's a good thing I'm a person who know how to just relax. And I was like, guys, you guys come and treat me like I'm a criminal. You come to my house. First thing they asked me if this is my house, like a black man can't hold certain things, if I rent, if I hold. It was disgusting, I have to be honest, The fact that we call the cops and know I'm the one treating like I'm a criminal. It was disgusting, to be honest. They was in my face screaming.
You're the one that called them.
It's
You're
so
the one that
scary.
Called them for help.
Right, it's so scary in those... Those perceptions about who you are and what your life is before they even arrived. And again, they're there to protect you and you called them. It must be terrifying.
It is terrifying. It is terrifying. I'm a very hardworking man, and as I said, I call them, assistant. I know they came acting like I did something wrong.
Yeah.
Like it was, I don't know, man. It's
so how
bad.
Do we? Here's the big better. Question. Here's the $1 million question. How do we fix this?
Right.
Because this is just time after time after time, and it's not every police officer. We know that. But how do you get these bad ones and pick them out and make them go do something else?
Yeah, it's bad, man. And there's a lot of good cops out there, but there's also a lot of bad cops. And they stereotype you. Once you're a black man, it's like, that's it. They don't truly know respect. Not all, as I said, but the one that's bad, they don't show you no respect at all. And that's not good.
Yeah.
That is stop, you know?
All right. Well, we
I'm glad that you had the frame of mind to remain calm and get through that safely. But it sounds terrifying. And thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a good morning. We stand with you.
Thank you.
1-800-330-9999. It's open forum today. We threw the plan out the window. 1-800-330-9999. Anything you want to talk about, we're here today. It's Hannah and Raven. It's a morning of unrest. It's what it is. You know, you wake up and you come to work, and normally we turn on the microphones, and our goal is to make you laugh and give you an escape. But there's really no escaping what's happening right now in America.
Yeah, it would. You'd really have to be tone deaf to not be paying attention to what's happening there. People are scared. People are upset. People feel helpless. Some other people still feel hopeless. Others still looking to the horizon and thinking that something good can come out of all this. But you know, it begins with people really trying to come together and figure out how it is that we can fix something, not just for today, not just for, okay, we point to the thing and we say this person is charged and that person is blamed, but how can we really affect change that moves ahead?
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. George Floyd, what happened is horrific.
Well, it's murder.
It's murder and it's horrific and it's terrible. And he's not the only one. This is an over and over and over and over. And what is it going to take
to
fix
this? Right. Far too many times.
So this morning, we're opening up our phone lines to you. And whatever it is that you want to talk about, get off your chest, discuss. That's what we're here for. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're good. Thank you.
How are you?
You'd like to talk? Go ahead.
Good, good. I actually want to share an experience that I had yesterday. I'm in a business that was deemed essential. And right from the get-go, I've been kind of separated with my family. And we live at different states during the week. And I come home on the weekends, and I was feeling it yesterday. Life was kind of tough, and I was missing everybody, and I'm trying to get us back together. And I had to take a ride yesterday. I went to a gas station, and this gentleman pulled up behind me, and he had this older car. And normally, on an average day, I probably would have been a little jealous. But I took the time to talk to him. It's like, nice car. After about 5 or 6 minutes, come to find out that this gentleman was an Army colonel, retired, that was deployed for 9/11 for us. And he bought that car in September, right when 9/11 happened. And he said it was going to be my trophy. So when I returned, I had it. And it really put things in perspective for me. He also served. He went into the desert after and fought for us. And I thought about it. I said, you know, I have some stuff going on, but this guy risked his life for us. And, you know, years later, he's retired, and he got to actually witness his son graduate from med school yesterday. And not yesterday, last week, but it put everything that was going on kind of in my mind, you know, reshuffled it and put a smile on my face. And I just, you know, wanted to share that, you know, life seems rough right now, but it could be a little bit tougher. We're very lucky. I feel very lucky and fortunate to have men like that in my life that I got to meet just by starting up a conversation at a gas station. And it was, it made me proud. It made me very, very proud.
You bring up a good point. And listen, we are going to come out stronger and better because that's what America does. That's what we do. We learn from our mistakes.
But all things start with a conversation, of course.
Yeah. And this is a conversation that we have to have. And it looks like we have to have it over and over and over again. But
not just a couple of people. Like, everybody's got to have that conversation.
Right.
Everybody.
And we all need to be working towards the same goal. And it, like you said, like, there are good people that have worked hard their whole lives. And we have to remember, things could be worse, and we're going to make it better. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Have a good morning.
Oh, I needed something to make me smile. 1-800-330-9999. This morning, we're turning over our mics to you. Anything you want to talk about, that's what we're here for. 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
You're listening.
Raven and I always joke it's rainbows and sunshine around here.
Unicorns.
Unicorns.
That's what we do.
Yep.
We don't actually do hard news here.
No. And you know,
it's not what we're paid to be here
for. You know, we're entertainers. We're here to make you laugh. We're here to give you an escape. We're here to put a smile on your face before you walk into work, before you walk into school. And these last few months have been trying.
Yeah, it's hard. Make no mistake. We're people. We have families just like everybody else. So we experience these things, this roller coaster, just like you. And it's terrible what's been going on the last week in America.
And you look at these last few days, and it's like you see the protests during the day, and you're hopeful that they will bring change. And then you see the darkness come and night come, and you see the looters and the riots. And, you know, it breaks your heart in so many ways.
I just think of the people in danger.
Right.
You know, the people that, you know, what if you live above a store? What if you have your teenage... I've seen parents out there trying to take their kids, their teenager, young kids, out of these protests because things start to get out of hand. If you're the store owner that's trying to protect, you know, the livelihood and how your kids eat, if you're the... I mean, forget about that. Take the regular Joe Schmo who's going to work, who can barely afford to pay their bills and has a car, a vehicle on the road with nothing but liability insurance, and somebody sets it on fire. Like, I mean, it's just, how can you survive? How do you go to the market when you have small kids if outside is chaos and anarchy?
On top of the fact that now we're wearing masks and now we have to deal with illness.
Yeah, it was going to happen before.
So here's what we're doing. We're going to be our real people like we are, and we're turning our mics over to you, 1-800-330-9999, whatever it is you want to talk about. It's Anna and Raven.
Good morning.
Hi, Anna and Raven, what would you like to talk about?
Hi. I just want to say that, like you said, I'm broken heart for both sides. I have friends that are African-American, and I have friends that are cops. And like you can hear in my voice, I'm an immigrant. I think racism is really horrible thing for everybody. Like, we all know the cop was wrong, but there are a lot of good cops, too. And there are a lot of African-Americans. They are great people. And one thing I would like to point, and I don't want to make this political, but America didn't need to be great. It was great before. And racism got to be erased from all of us. We need to teach our kids to love and understand each other and to respect each other. I think what he did is wrong, but a lot of cops now live in the house thinking, I'm not going to come back to my family. And a lot of Black Americans leave the house to go into work and says, well, they can stop me and shoot me in the head. We need to stop the hate. We need to love and respect each other. And thank you guys for the meeting.
No problem. Thank you. She brings up a point that's so important, especially to me as a mom, is like, it starts with me as a parent, because, and I think that I've done, I pray that I've done a good job with my older daughter, who understands that we're all the same. I don't ever want her to see the difference in color. I want her to, you know, always never blink an eye or think that it's strange, and to accept all our differences but and know that's what makes us beautiful.
But we make mistakes. Everybody does.
But it starts with parents, because if you put that in your child's head from the minute that they're born, that we're all equal, then this doesn't happen. Because you follow your parents' footsteps, and that's the truth.
Yeah. I'd like to think that we all do the best job that we can all the time, but people make mistakes.
Anna and Raven, what do you think? What's going on in your mind?
Oh, hey, guys. How are you today?
Good.
We're doing all right.
I don't know if you can put this on the air or not. Probably not. But listen, I'm a police officer, and my wife literally was in tears watching me go to work today. And the reality of life is, no matter what profession you have, you're going to have good and bad as long as human beings are doing it. You can have all the conversations. You can do this. You can do that. You have bad police officers, absolutely. But you have bad clergy. You have bad doctors. You have bad nurses. You have bad attorneys. You have bad teachers. You have bad DJs, I'm sure.
Yeah.
More than a few.
Sometimes I've been one of them.
As long as there's humans operating and doing these things, you're never going to clear it up. I wish people would realize that. I really do. I appreciate letting me vent, but
and why wouldn't we air that?
And thank you for the job that you're doing, and good luck today.
Yeah.
Be safe today. You know, everybody, you know, try and remain calm. It's so difficult on both sides. We think of you.
I really do appreciate that. Watching my wife cry actually made me cry this morning. So yeah. It wasn't pretty. So
stay safe, man. We all have things to protect.
I wish you guys the best. Listen, I really just want the world to be happy and to succeed and be back where we are. But, you know, people got to realize, like I said, there's bad, good and bad in everybody. Thanks, guys. You do make me laugh.
Think about leaving your house and thinking about not coming back to your family. And I think he makes a great point. He's saying that, you know, like that's how he's feeling every day. And these other individuals are feeling that same way.
Our lines are open to you this morning. Whatever it is that you need to get off your chest, whatever you need to talk about. 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven. I can probably count on both my hands in the last decade how many times my job was not to come in here and make you laugh. My job was to come here and report what was happening in the world.
Tragic incidents each time, right?
Yep. And it's hurricanes. It's pandemics. It's terrible things that happen. Let's not get into that.
Right.
It's Anna and Raven. And every time I get nervous, I haven't sat down once since I walked in this door hours ago, because this isn't what we normally do. Normally what we do is we give you an escape. We give you a place to laugh. And we want you to go to work or go to school with a smile on your face. We can't ignore what's happening in America right now.
Well, it wouldn't feel good to. You know, as a person, as a citizen of this country, as somebody who has a family, as somebody who owns a business, as somebody who watches the turmoil that people are going through, it just wouldn't feel normal. It wouldn't feel real. I mean, one thing we do is we tell a lot of jokes, but we are ourselves. We are real. And so today, people just need to express themselves. They need to be able to share and talk about things and you know, purposefully debate on certain issues. Like, we need to get things done, people.
So what we're doing is we're taking the plan. We're throwing it out the window. We will make you laugh tomorrow, we promise. But for today, we need...
We'll try.
I don't know.
We might miss the mark.
Who knows? But we're turning over our microphones to you. Whatever you want to talk about, get off your chest. A place, just an open forum for you to share your ideas and
thoughts.
And
it's important for you to know that we are talking to all people, all walks of life.
Yep.
Some of which we agree with strongly and others that we may or may not from time to time.
1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
I just want to mention a couple of things, if I may. Ask a couple of quick questions. Can somebody explain how looting, burning, shutting down highways, and other flagrant violations of the law are protests against cops who are caught killing or injuring citizens? To me, this is just an excuse to violate the law, to steal, rob, and destroy the very businesses they patronize during normal times. When a citizen kills, no protests are held. Yet when cops do, a free-for-all occurs.
I mean, there's some valid points there, and then there's some other things, too. I think at the heart of it all is you're feeling marginalized. Other people are feeling marginalized and feeling like their voices aren't heard, and people get frustrated at the point. Protests happen when people are murdered and there is injustice, right? And sometimes not as frequently as maybe it should have over the history of time. But what we have here is an injustice that took place. However, good people want to just let their voice be heard, and other people want to cause chaos and anarchy. And I think that that's what you resent.
I think that there's a clear divide between protesters and looters and rioters.
There's a difference.
There's a huge difference.
Now, there are some that get caught up in that anarchy, too. And that's the danger of a mob. But right, there's a difference.
1-800-330-9999. Our phone lines are open. Whatever it is you want to talk about, you want to share, get off your chest, start a conversation. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. Dan on Raven. Today's a little different around here. You know, we normally our job is to entertain you. And the truth of the matter is that we don't do hard news. You know, we give you
it's
news.
It's typically not our job.
Yeah, we give you the news that you need. We share what's important and that you need to know, absolutely. But at the end of the day, our job here is to entertain.
We'd like to keep it light. We'd like to have a good time on a daily basis, right? That's our position here, and it has its own validity on its certain days. But at this point, after everything that's been going on, it would seem disingenuous to go ahead and move forward with laughs without giving people voice.
Right. It's Anna and Raven. And we even just got a call about, like, well, why aren't you having, you know, government leaders on it? And listen, they're on every other station. We get it. But here is where we want to give you a voice, the regular person.
We don't want
to
play
about
politics right now.
Yeah, we're
citizens.
Not into it.
We're the representatives of America are not people that are just elected officials. If those officials want to go out and try and create some good today, they should do so amongst their communities and with their people.
Of course.
And actually do some work on the ground and find out what's going on. I don't need another speech from somebody.
But
what I do want is to hear how you're feeling.
Yep, and that's why we've opened up our phone lines today. There's no script this morning. Whatever it is that you want to talk about, 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Oh, hey, good morning. I wanted to say thank you for doing this because I didn't really know I needed it until I heard you talking to other folks. And you know, I guess I'm just overwhelmingly sort of sad for all the little personal losses that everybody's experiencing. And my son's a senior in high school, and it's just so much that they're missing. It makes me so sad for him. And the social unrest in the world makes me sad, too. And so I've been doing a little research about, you know, what is, you know, the privileges we have every day, not being, I'm not a person of color. And I just, you know, I see it. I see it every day. These things that we take for granted. It makes me sad. And I think that the little things that we could do as a society is to just call it out when we see things happening that are, you know, injustice.
I think the thing that makes me hopeful right now, because I was actually talking about this with my wife the other day, about all that the kids are going through right now with the missing of the things, and they are missing great moments of their lives, but it's only my hope that in this time of all this different uncertainty and these crazy things, I mean, 2020 is a year like we've never experienced in 100 years. It's just my hope that this will give this generation a new perspective that will be better than what we are, what we already have been, you know? I hope.
Yeah, it is absolutely the great reset. You know, we have an opportunity to make ourselves better and stronger because, you know, there's a reset button has been hit here, you know?
Right. Like,
so I know I'm going to take that opportunity. I'm trying to get my kids to see it that way. But, you know, it's hard when you're in the thick of it, right? It's that saying about the trees and the forest.
Right.
Yeah, no, definitely. And you bring up a good point. And I keep repeating this to myself. And it's like, how do you help? How do you get involved? Because I'm not a protester. I'm not going to stand out in the street. But I will have my voice heard. But most important, my job right now is as a parent to make sure that my children grow up knowing that this is wrong and it's unacceptable. And that's really important because it starts with them. 1-800-330-9999. Our phone lines are open. Whatever you want to talk about, we're here for you. You know, it's a tough morning around here because normally Raven and I come in and it's okay. Let's have our coffee. We're going to make people laugh today. We are their escape before heading to work, to school. And especially over the last few months with the pandemic, we found it really important to keep smiles on faces while morale has been down.
Sure. And we gave information during that time, too. To be fair, you know, a little bit more behind the curtain is there. During this time, we've given more information because we felt it was our responsibility. Both of us have covered very hard topics before, but it's not what you come here for. And we understand that.
Right.
However, just like you, we are hurting. We are confused. We are helpless and yet want to remain hopeful in different times over the things that we've seen over the past week. And it's just time for us all to talk.
And you see the fire on TV and you see businesses and innocent people and looters and riots that are just terrible. But then you see this hope with the protesters during the day. And then you know that we're in a pandemic for the first time in 100 years.
And
it's a lot.
And just talking with callers, everybody is very passionate and fired up. And we have many different viewpoints. There are many people that are calling that have a central viewpoint that say, let's get to things. And then there are other people that are hurt and upset and angry and sharing stories, too. It's all okay.
Yeah,
it's all okay, and we are not judging those things.
Right.
We are just letting you do that.
It's Hannah and Raven, and that's why this morning we've thrown the plan out the window, and we are opening it up to you. 1-800-330-9999. It's Hannah and Raven.
Hi, good morning. How are you? You know, I love police, but there are a lot of them that you have problem with the looting that they're doing. I already have a problem with a cop already. A couple of years ago, I met in an accident with someone that was wrong. And when I looked, the cop asked me if I have any witness. And I said, yes. She turned to me and she said, oh, what color is your witness? And I'm like, blown away. I was like, what?
Right. That's not
what?
A valid question
when
at
I
all.
What is that?
You know, that I try to report it. And when I go down to town hall to report, they let me know that it's too late for me to bring any charges or said anything about the cop. It's too late. And they wouldn't listen to me. And I said, you know, I'll leave it. It's okay. So it's like a very, very tough situation. Stopped by a cop and I said, good afternoon, good evening. License registration, good afternoon. License registration. They're so rude.
Ann Raven, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to say something from, I guess, the perspective of the police
both of my boys are policemen, and we were together over the weekend, and they are both so saddened by what's happened, and they said that not one single one of their coworkers in any way, shape, or form has any sense of condoning this. Everybody is horrified by it. They're devastated. You know, one of my boys said things were finally in a good place. People were so appreciative of the policemen, thanking them for being out there during the COVID, and they're just angry that this individual has set things back so far for them, you know, the relationship between them and the community, and they're horrified and they're appalled by it, and it's just very sad, and I'm terrified as their mother. You know, I'm praying that nobody hurts my boys because they're good men, and the evil that was in this one person's heart does not reflect what's in the heart of the vast majority of the policemen and women.
When I was trying to explain what was happening to my 11-year-old daughter, the best way I could explain it goes, think about your class, right? I go, think about all the good kids in your class that work really hard and make the teacher smile every day. And then think about that one or two kids right. That gets in trouble and they get detention and then you get recess taken away because of them. That just on a much more dangerous right. scale. And it's true because it's always the few that ruin it for everybody. And that's what makes it so sad and awful.
And it's horrible, horrible.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Would you like to share this morning?
Well, I want to thank you for, you know, opening the lines for people to express their feelings, but most of all, keeping the radio station as entertainment. You're my escape in the morning of not listening to all everything that's going on in the world because it is so unsettling. I work in hospice, so I see people dying alone. I have grandchildren where I don't understand what world they're going to have to live in. Mm. So we've all suffered so many losses that being able to ride into work and have you guys laughing and doing the funny things with the husbands and wives is very uplifting because for my ride into work, I'm away from all of the other stuff. For right. just a moment.
Yeah, no, thank you. And that's our job, and we know that. We know our position. Our position is an escape, and thank you for saying that because I think sometimes we forget and we wonder if what we're doing makes a difference or not. So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You guys make a difference in my life every morning, and I know many people because a lot of people listen to you, but every morning I laugh, I call in. You know, you guys are hysterical. You're good at what you do, and thank you for keeping it for entertainment because it is our escape for today.
I needed that smile. 1-800-330-9999. Anything you want to talk about this morning, get off your chest. Our lines are open. What do they say on the TV? We're going to interrupt your broadcast, your regular scheduled show for this breaking
regular
news.
Regular scheduled programming is now interrupted for this.
Right? Yeah, so that's basically what we're doing this morning. Our job, Raven and I, is to make you laugh every morning, to get you the news you need, but to keep a smile on your face, to uplift you. And we get it. That's our job, and we love doing it.
Yeah, it's not just our duty, but it's something. It's what we provide.
Yep, it's Anna and Raven. But today, we knew that there's a lot of you that need a place to vent and to talk and to get things off your chest out of all the unrest that's happening across the nation. And it's been rough between the virus and the police brutality with George Floyd. You need just to get things off your chest. And we thought that was a little bit more important today.
It would have felt disingenuous to come in here and tell some jokes and just do some laughs. I mean, for us, too. So we're all sharing together. 1-800-330-9999. Good morning. It's Ann Raven.
Oh, yeah. Hi. First of all, my heart just breaks for Floyd's family. This was a horrible event. It was unnecessary. From what I understand, the officer that killed him had been brought up on at least 16 charges over his 18-year career. So this is not only a failure of this singular police officer, but also the police department that he served. They did not manage their police force as they should have. And the other police officers that were there clearly did not protect and serve. And they need to be brought to justice just as well. But I will commend your station and the both of you for bringing to light. You're the only ones I've heard that have brought to light the fact that other police forces around the country are denouncing those actions. And I think that if we heard this on mainstream media, that would do a lot to help quell some of the protests. The understanding that this is not a widely accepted practice needs to be communicated. The police departments have worked diligently over over the years to get into the communities and improve the relationships, and they're also work very, I have a relative who's in the Marshals Department, and they constantly are going to training to understand how to better deal with public and the situations. These are rogue cops. I don't think that they are examples of what's going on in this country, and it's a shame that we're not hearing more on widespread media that this is being denounced by other police officers.
Good morning. You'd like to share this morning? Go ahead.
Okay. I'm calling because I just think it's crazy everything that's going on. These cops keep killing people, but at the same time, I have to say there's good cops out there. I have friends that are cops. My next door neighbor's son is a cop in New York. He comes up to Connecticut, visit with his kids and his mother. It's beautiful. I don't think these cops that's out there that's killing people, they don't realize that. They're putting other cops' life in danger. And they think it's just, okay, yes, to go kill the black people, but then now us as black people, when we see a cop, we can't trust them. We can't trust them. So we have in back of our head that, you know what, they're not only here to help us if we have a situation, they're also here to kill us. And then they're killing us, and then you have other cops standing around just watching everything like it's nothing. I don't know how did we as human beings get to the point that we don't even care about each other. All we see is color. All we see is money. And all we see is hatred. What's going on in this world is sick.
Thank you so much for sharing, because I think what you're feeling is what a lot of people are feeling. And it's hard to get it out there, and you hold it inside, and that's where we're seeing all this unrest come from.
I feel terrible to say that I'm glad I don't have to have that same fear every day, and that's the definition of privilege for me.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Annie and Raven, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I'm a wife of a police officer, and I just wanted to say I want to echo the message that another caller said, that they're horrified by this situation, that these are good men and women that go to work every day to protect and serve the community, and they are truly horrified by this situation. But there's a whole other side of things, that they're risking their lives on a daily basis. They're going out there in these times. They're getting screamed at. They're getting spit on. People from 2 feet away are saying unspeakable things in their faces. They stand there with dignity and courage. They stand there with these people screaming in their faces to continue to protect and serve the communities of the people who are doing it to them. And I'd like to know when our community and our government are going to start to protect men and women in blue every day.
There has to be something all around. Thank you for the call. There has to be things in place to protect everybody, because we're all here to live our lives peacefully. And we've got to figure out a way to do it.
Let's all come home safe tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They aren't really journalists, but they can give you some local news. 3 things you need to know today with Anna and Raven.
Oh, boy. It was a very long week, and this weekend it was a lot of protests, all about the protests after the death of George Floyd due to police brutality. Santa and Raven. Let's start with from Plainview to Riverhead, protests were held. This is Teresa Sanders. She's the president and chief executive of the Urban League of Long Island. I think she makes a really excellent point on what should be done.
There's a check and balance that law enforcement has to put in place. They need to have maybe some civilian presence on some type of an oversight committee. And it's been done before, and it should be done again. But I think if there's no state or federal guidelines to enforce this, and we leave it up to the local authorities, you're going to see something different in each municipality.
You know what I love to hear is ideas of how to change. And that's what she's offering, is like different things that we can do, concrete things that we can do to make this better. And I like that.
Consider this, though. All right. Oversight is good, but oversight is bureaucracy. Oversight slows things down, and oversight can be corrupt just like other things.
I know, but so we've got to try something.
When you have to take it out of that area, right, because you can't have DAs that are working with these police forces overlooking these police forces, because there'll be more corruption there. But there's always a way to corrupt a system. That's all I want to point out.
Long Island had, for the most part, peaceful protests over the weekend. And in Connecticut, that was kind of the same. There were eight major cities that had protests across the state, but they were occupying roadways at different points. 95 was closed at certain areas. Route 8 had to be closed. Route 34, I-84. New Haven protested over 1,000 people. And the police spokesman said the event is a peaceful gathering and the police department is standing by and monitoring it. Hartford had thousands that attended. Again, mostly peaceful. And what we found is that a lot of police, not only here in the tri-state, but across the nation, were standing with the protesters. This is Stamford police. They got on the microphone outside their headquarters when their protesters arrived and said this.
I will tell you, this police department is not silent either. We're disgusted as well. So everything we've done with this community, I don't ever want it to go backwards. I think we move forward here.
Yep, and I think that a lot of people agree
with
that.
Bridgeport, they said, hey, we would have marched with you.
Right.
So you're seeing some moving great things. Like you said, this is what makes it so difficult, right? So I don't know if you saw the video in Flint, Michigan, but it was amazing that the sheriff's department there and the people coming together during the protests and marching together. You see that during the day, and you get hopeful. And then at night, these terrible, terrible things happen.
Right. And the last thing you should know this morning, too, is a Target store was vandalized and looted in Minneapolis, which led Target to close six stores until further notice and adjusting hours in more than 200 stores as cities across America start enforcing a new curfew.
Oh, I saw last night they're closing 175 stores.
Well, originally they had announced a big number, and then there was some backlash, and then they lowered the number to do it, and then they adjusted the times on others. So I think they're still trying to figure out themselves. And then Amazon has also followed suit, and they said they're limiting deliveries and rerouting routes that are in areas that are ground for protests, looting, and rioting, which you can't blame them. What are they going to do? They can't put their people in danger.
Yeah, man, very scary.
Yeah. Throughout the morning, we want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. Anything you want to share, anything you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Rose?
Rose, are you ready to challenge Raven in pop culture trivia?
Yes, I am.
Can you please ask him to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Rose.
All right, Rose, here's how it works. We have $100 in the pot right now. So if you beat him, you win that $100 cash. If he beats you, we throw another $100 in for tomorrow morning. I'm going to ask you these five questions. You have to get more right than him. If it's a tie, it still goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Quentin Tarantino believes The Social Network is the best film of the decade. What website is The Social Network about?
Facebook.
Number two, Elton John and Lady Gaga have collaborated on a new track that is on her newest album. What was the title of the movie that came out last year about Elton John?
Elton.
Number three, Lil Nas X recently appeared on Sesame Street. He did a sing-along with Elmo. What is the name of the song that broke the record for the longest consecutive run in the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100 chart?
The horse.
Oh. All right.
It's about the horse. Sorry.
Number four. That's okay.
It's about that horse.
It's about that horse. Number four, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back has turned 40 years old. What is the name of the actor who plays Luke Skywalker?
God, and I know this. Luke Skywalker. Why do I not know this right now?
And it's because it's hard when the lights are on. I'm sorry, Rose. Number five, John Cusack says that police came after him with a baton in Chicago when they saw him filming the protests. What 1989 Cameron Crowe movie did he famously hold up a radio?
Say Anything.
All right. That's okay. Rose, you did pretty good. Let me bring Raven back in.
I do everything. I just didn't know it at that moment. Oh, my God.
You do.
I always know everything. I'm not here to play.
I hear a lot of excuses going on here. How about you quiet down? She asked
me
the questions.
I know. I've seen you before, Raven, but maybe not today. Go on.
Here we go.
Rose got 2 out of 5.
Not too good, Rose. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Quentin Tarantino believes The Social Network is the best film of the decade. What website is The Social Network about?
It's on Facebook.
Yeah. Number two, Elton John and Lady Gaga have collaborated on a new track that is on her newest album. What was the title of the movie that came out last year about Elton John?
Elton John's movie is Rocket Man.
Number three.
Rocket Man, I just
thought. Lil Nas X recently appeared on Sesame Street singing alongside Elmo. What was the name of the song that broke the record for the longest consecutive run in the number one spot on the Billboard 100 chart?
It's Old Town Road, of course. Come on.
Yes. He's Beecher Rose, but let's keep going. Star Wars.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, has just turned 40 years old. What is the name of the actor that plays Luke Skywalker?
Mark Hamill.
Yes.
Come on, man.
And number five, John Cusack says the police came after him with a baton in Chicago when they saw him filming the protests. What 1989 Cameron Crowe movie did he famously hold up a radio?
Say Anything. She gave me a pen and I gave her my heart. Or I gave her a heart. She gave me a pen. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Rose. Raven beat you 5-2 this morning. That
I'm
does
pretty
get
good.
You your own Ann on Raven
you know
t-shirt.
What? That's okay. Raven, this is Rose, and you know what? I can't be Raven, but I'll call again, and I love you guys.
Thank you so much, Rose, and we'll have another $100 in the pot. Tomorrow, $200 you could win. We're giving you the cheat sheet. It's the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. First one coming at noon today, second one at 5:30 p.m.
Better luck next time.